What you doing on the AC, and this is Otaku News Reviews. I'm talking about Fabricant 100 by Daisuke Inoshima, Chapter 35, The Answer. This chapter came out on August 27th, 2023, and is the typical 19 pages. So, just to let you know, like I did last chapter, I've already read this and the last chapter. Yeah, there's only two left. So I know what's going to happen, but I'm mainly only going to talk about this chapter. And there's a lot to it. It's mainly all backstory, but it's also pretty quick, so don't expect anything too long. Anyway, so yeah, this chapter 100 calmly confronts number one, has a journal about what the real ideal human is supposed to be. So yeah, the answer to what they always wanted to know. And it's just a flashback to the doctor who apparently has no name, age 32. He used to make weapons, but then his homeland lost the war. He was blamed instead, so he moved to an island, gave up his name, and pretends to have amnesia. But then Saya, yeah, we all know of Saya at this point, brought apples for making him toy, calls him Nathan for some reason. Weird name, not the name I would expect for an infamous doctor like this, but whatever. But each time she brings, there's fewer and fewer, so he starts getting greedy. It's like, oh, why is she not bringing me as many apples, blah, blah, blah. I'm going to try to get apples for someone else. So he tries to make a toy for somewhere else, but person is like, oh, sorry, I don't have apples because I've been giving them to Saya. Yeah, found out the truth. There's a food storage going on the island, which weird that he didn't figure that out until that point. And apparently Saya's been going around asking people for apples to give to him, just so he has a share, and the toy was just an excuse, just so he didn't feel indebted to her. And then he realizes how much of a piece of shit he really is, and how much better these people are. I mean, they accepted him without really any suspicious, and he was pretty much just being asked about it. Yeah, but then his homeland, you know, the ones that lost war, where they were kind of upset about that and decided to air raid this island specifically. I don't know what was at this island that they were needed to air raid it for, but hey, what's the real point of any place air raiding anything when it's usually just civilians that are the casualties? U.S. to everyone. So yeah, and to make it worse, it was his weapon they were using to do it. So he ended up collecting the corpses because he couldn't save them. He was spared because he lived on the outskirts, and he wants to bring him back to make an ideal human so he can have his like ideal life again on this island. That's it. We get to see the backstory to his motive, but we don't see the process yet. So maybe that's in the last chapter. I don't know. But yeah, that's it. It's backstory. It's something we finally get. I feel like it's a little too late knowing that it ends in the next chapter, but hey, it's something. We get to finally see we get to see the answer to the question, of course. So yeah, let me know what your thoughts on this chapter is. I mean, it's the second from last. You could just wait and hear next chapter at the end. But yeah, if you want to specifically talk about this, go ahead. You can leave a comment. You can find me on social media, DAC Stories. Email me at dacstories@gmail.com. Join my Discord. Or hey, I have a Ko-fi. $1 and $2 tiers. It includes notes to stuff like this. It'll be cool if you do that. Links will be in the description for everything. But if you like what I had to say, go and give it a like. If you want to, you know, keep up from when this next and last chapter and everything else I do comes out, go ahead and subscribe. But that's all I have to say about this chapter, February 100. Thank you so much. Until next time. Bye.